intention of more pioneers to clear a mind over safety concerns. And in global news, a budget standoff over immigration shuts down U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Good evening, I'm Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM Main News. President Hakainde Hichilema has launched the African Union Champions report on ending child marriage in Africa and Spotlight Initiative Africa Regional Program, saying it is a call to action against the menace of child marriage. Speaking at the launch in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, President Hichilema emphasized the need for the global community to protect the future of girl children without neglecting boys. President Hichilema, who is also African Union champion on ending child marriage, has noted the need to internalize these issues and agree to effect measures that will make a difference to the welfare of children, girl child, to make a difference to their lives, their careers, education and their lives. The president has urged stakeholders to identify and address key causes of child marriage, such as poverty and certain traditions, and to review laws inhibiting the fight against it. The head of state further noted that child marriage is a severe violation of human rights, requiring joint efforts to end it. President Hichilema also highlighted the need to address climate change, conflict, and weak social protection measures which drive child marriage.
Of course, the boy child is important, must not be left behind. The family is male and female. Please, let's not ignore that aspect as well. We are seeing a negative effect of ignoring boy child. In Zambia, we call them junkies. We cannot afford to do that because they are the ones who come anywhere to damage the girl child we are talking about, isn't it? So we must carry both together with some reasonable measure of attention. Africa's share of the global burden is not getting lighter. It's getting heavier. The burden is getting worse. And we know, and we need to raise a few issues here, what is driving this crisis.
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAL, has welcomed the Minerals Regulation Commission, MRC's, decision to suspend underground operations at Mopani Copper Mines, Mufulira Mine, due to serious safety non-compliance. NUMAL President Sosi Mujika says that the suspension should be a turning point in embedding a culture of safety across all mining operations, stating that no ounce of copper is worth the life of a miner. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Simujika has assured miners that the union will engage with the MRC and Mopani management to protect workers' wages during the suspension and address safety deficiencies immediately. The Minerals Regulation Commission had suspended operations at Mufulira Mine after it failed to account for all underground personnel, citing recent accidents at Mopani's operations.
As we support the enforcement of safety standards, we also strongly urge the management of Mopani to act swiftly to address the identified gaps so that the operations can resume in a safe and orderly manner. The suspension has implications for workers and their families who depend on the mine for their livelihood. We expect that no worker should be unfairly penalized or lose income as a result of management's failure to comply with regulations. As NUMAL, we will closely monitor the situation and engage both the Commission and Mopani management to ensure immediate correction of safety deficiencies.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has continued to make significant strides in its Operation Kufeza, aimed at eradicating the cultivation, production, trafficking and abuse of illicit drugs through coordinated intelligence-led operations conducted countrywide. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mwere says in the latest arrests officers working with their counterparts from Southern Province arrested a 33-year-old Congolese national, Musuamba Niko Kabongo, at the intercity bus terminus. Ms. Mawere says Kabongo was intercepted with a consignment from South Africa containing 33 pre-packs of high-grade cannabis, cleverly concealed to evade detection. And in Lwapula province, Ms. Mawere says DEC officers arrested Albert Chirufia, 33, for cultivating 868.9 kilograms of cannabis plants. She says that in Northwestern province, Benjamin Kindalo, 24, has been arrested for cultivating 150 kilograms of cannabis plants and trafficking 850 grams of loose cannabis, and Joseph Kindalo, 48, for cultivating 115 kilograms of cannabis plants and trafficking 20.2 kilograms of loose cannabis. Ms. Mawere adds that in Muchinga province, Moses Mulenga, 43, was arrested in Chipunga village, Chinsali district, for cultivating 70 kilograms of cannabis plants. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has distanced itself from remarks made by its Chawama Member of Parliament, Brighton Nondwe, in a video circulating on social media where he praised President Hakainde Hichilema during the commissioning of a CDF-funded police post. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chibuye says that the party regrets the incident, claiming the newly elected Chawama lawmaker was caught up in the moment. Mr. Chibuye has accused the ruling UPND of creating an environment that led to the development and maintains that the Constituency Development Fund was not initiated by the current administration but dates back to the MMD era. He has criticized attempts to credit President Hichilema for the initiative, describing such claims as misleading. Mr. Chibuye has since urged all FDD members of parliament to remain vigilant and avoid what he termed political manipulation. The video has sparked debate on social media, with some insinuating that Mr. Nondwe has defected to the ruling UPND.
It is therefore our position as FDD that CDF is not the architect of the UPND as they want the public to believe, and it is wrong for the UPND to dwing opposition members of parliament to stage a narrative which is not there. As FDD, we know that CDF under the UPND is a short project, and President Hakainde Hichilema is now trying by all means to encourage himself on his failures.
And when contacted for a comment, Mr. Nondwe said he has been advised not to speak to the media on the matter, but emphasized that he cannot betray the people of Chawama. UPND Lwapula Vice Chairperson in charge of mobilization and Bangweolo constituency aspiring Member of Parliament, Happy Mampa, has praised President Hakainde Hichilema's recent address at the mining Indaba in Cape Town, South Africa, as a testament of his pan-Africanism and ideologies that align with Africa's founding fathers. Mr. Mampa states that if Zambia and Africa had not deviated from these ideologies post-independence, the continent would be in a better position. In an interview, Mr. Mampa states that the president has demonstrated a unique leadership style that Zambia has been lacking as a country, and is appealing to Zambians to re-elect President Hichilema in the August 13th elections to implement his ideologies, assuring that Zambia will transform within 10 years. He has highlighted the president's economic and pro-poor policies, citing the appreciation of the kwacha against major currencies, reduced inflation and lower bank lending rates, which he attributes to the head of state's business acumen and visionary leadership. Mr. Mampa adds that Zambia is shining on the African continent and globally because of President Hichilema's visionary leadership, urging citizens to support the president's re-election bid.
The president has demonstrated a certain unique leadership style that we have been lacking as a country and as a continent. And I think my appeal is to my fellow Zambians to ensure that come August 2026, this year, the president is re-elected so that he can be able to implement his ideologies. And for sure, I can